We welcome the incomparable Byron Cage. Byron, how does it feel to be known as the presence of the Lord, man? Everybody knows that song.
You know, it's a lot of fun because that song is such an anthem for people now in church, and it has just been a tremendous blessing for me. It has changed my life. When Kurt Carr gave it to me, he wrote it for me, I sat there, and I was like, wow, that's a hot song. But I didn't really realize it was going to do that, you know what I'm saying? And it's a lot of fun. Everywhere that I go, young people love that song. You know, the seasoned saints love that song. Middle-aged people love that song. And it still goes strong. Whenever I sing it out in concert, I have to sing that song. It's like, somebody not going to a football game and seeing a touchdown. You know, you'd be extremely disappointed if your home team didn't get a touchdown. So I just am extremely grateful, very thankful.
Definitely, that is your signature song. Byron, you are what you call a praise and worship leader. Mm-hmm. How does one become a praise and worship leader?
You know, I really believe it is a calling, and then there has to be a passion for it. There are some worship leaders that are great worship leaders, and there are some worship leaders that may be assigned to be the worship leader, but they really don't know what it is to be a worship leader. It takes a lot of time of studying and really understanding what happens when we praise and worship the Lord and when we're in His presence. And it's just it's a calling, something that you know you've been called to do. My praise and worship leader that really deposited everything into me was the late Minister Thomas Whitfield. Though he was an artist, he was a worship leader as well. And I would watch him lead people in the presence of the Lord, and I would say, man, that's what I want to do. So I began to become a student of worship. And as I studied it and understood what it was, and that praise wasn't a fast song and worship is a slow song, but they're unique places that we have, in reference to our fellowship with God, it just revolutionized my thinking. And I knew, hey, this is what I've been created to. God created us from the beginning to fellowship with Him, to worship Him. And so I just love it. I love the calling, and I take it seriously.
Our guest is Byron Cage. Why is it such that praise and worship is so powerful? I know for myself personally, when I go to church and the praise team gets up there, it does something to me a little different. It maybe sets me up for the word, but why is it just so powerful, praise and worship?
Well, you know, the Bible says He inhabits praises of His people. So whenever we start praising and worshiping and giving God glory, God begins to release things supernaturally in the atmosphere for us. He begins to do things for us supernaturally that we normally should be depressed about something. But when we come in, when the songs of worship go forth and we begin to sing His praises, there's something powerful that happens. It's supernaturally. We don't see what the Lord's doing, but we know He is doing it because He dwells in the midst of praising. He dwells when we say hallelujah. He dwells in the midst of us when we begin to glorify Him. And He works things out for our good. He does that because we have been obedient to doing what He has created us to do all along, and that is to worship Him.
You mentioned Kurt Carr. How important is Kurt Carr to a Byron Cage?
Well, you know, any producer, you know what I'm saying, really is key. Like on this new current project coming out on November 29th, Pajam produced it. And a producer really, really has to be a sensitive person in understanding vision, and then song selections are so key. So he was vitally important to that last record especially. And again, I told him that, you know, he could have really saved that song for himself, but he gave it to me. And I just thank God that God did with that song what He did. But any producer, you know, I take my hats off to them because it's a lot of work in planning and getting things together. And so that's what it was. It's just a great opportunity.
You mentioned Pajam. Tell us about Jay Moss, Paul Allen. Tell us about that Pajam team.
Oh, my goodness. You know, and they have been really known for doing a lot of urban side things, even some of the secular acts they've produced and written songs for. This is going to be the industry's first time seeing a writing team like a Pajam come forth in such a powerful and in a live service setting, because we didn't do this in the studio. This whole complete CD is a live CD. And so I'm just looking forward to seeing the industry seeing a whole other side of Jay Moss and Paul Allen. They were great guys to work with. We had a great time producing the record. And I just pray that as your listeners continue to listen to it, that then this will then also become a favorite of theirs, like the presence of the Lord is here with.
Now, what's the title of your new project, and what can we look out for?
It is called Byron Cage, Live Part 2, An Invitation to Worship.
Wow, An Invitation to Worship.
Yes, sir. We are inviting people to come right on in to the presence of the Lord, and just looking forward to the Lord does marvelous things corporately when we worship, but there's something powerful that when we get alone and by ourselves and the choir's not there anymore and the musicians aren't there and the pastor's not there anymore, we go into a whole nother level. It's what I call intimate worship. So this is what I know that they're going to experience on this record.
So our guest is Byron Cage. Byron, you mentioned the live recording. You mentioned being in the studio. Which one do you prefer doing, in the studio or doing it live?
Oh, no, I'm a live man. I love the live recordings. The live recordings are powerful to me because you have the opportunity to really do some great things. And I love the live recordings.
Who were some of your mentors?
I think my major influence and mentor who really taught me so much about my music was the late Minister Thomas Whitfield. I did a lot of work with him, and it was a tremendous blessing. We had a great time. After Thomas Whitfield, I would have to say the late Reverend Donald Vales was also very influential in my music. And everything that I've learned pretty much have been from those two gentlemen.
And finally, why should one go and pick up a Byron Cage project?
Well, you know, I'm not saying they should. I pray they will and would, because they love to worship. They love to glorify God. They love to honor him.
Byron, it has been a pleasure. We thank you,
sir,
for everything. And we can see this project going through the roof, just
your
first project.
Sir. I appreciate it. Thank you for spinning it. Thank you for all your support. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Our guest, Byron Cage.